Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today we take our next step in the Sermon on the Mount. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus teaches, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal, but store up treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be." God is the true and lasting treasure. But while we may know this in our minds, our hearts have not always fully laid hold of it. We do not yet desire God as our greatest good, and so we chase lesser treasures. What lesser treasure do you chase that distracts you from God? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. I bet you're like me. I know God is the real treasure, and part of me genuinely wants him more than anything else. But there's another part of me that still wants other good things of this life more than God. And so my heart is divided. And this divided heart becomes especially clear as soon as I sit alone and in silence to pray. I try to turn my attention to God. That lasts a little while, and then I find I am a million miles away from him. I'm distracted, and my distractions almost always fall into three categories, revealing what I still love more than God. The Catechism says, a distraction reveals to us what we are attached to, and this humble awareness before the Lord should awaken our preferential love for him and lead us resolutely to offer our heart to him to be purified. Therein lies the battle, the choice of which master to serve. So, what distractions in prayer reveal your divided heart? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Where we invest our time, our money, and our desires, show us what we love most. Jesus teaches exactly this when he says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And the more we invest in something, the more our love for it grows. And if we want God to be our treasure, we must invest more in Him. Now, the Sermon on the Mount is not just a collection of good spiritual maxims. It has a logic that many people miss. How do we make God our treasure? Jesus answers that question right in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount. Through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, these are the concrete practices by which God heals our divided hearts and trains us to love Him above everything else. That's why we return to them now, because they are the very path to make God our treasure. And prayer is how we invest time in God. We all know that if we want a close friendship with someone, we've got to spend time together. And the more we spend time with God, the more our love grows and the more He becomes our treasure. But people often say they're too busy to pray. But we always make time for what we love most, don't we? Busyness is not the real problem. A divided heart is the problem. And prayer is where the division gets healed. If God is truly our treasure, then we will make time for Him every day. Whether through this rosary podcast or another form of meditation, either way, we must make daily meditation with a concrete resolution our non-negotiable appointment with God, even when we're on vacation. And don't wait till you have time. Choose a specific time and place and make that your committed routine, no matter what, every day. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery, almsgiving is how we invest our money in God. Just as the way we use our time reveals what matters to us, so does the way we use our money. We naturally spend our money on what we value, and if God is truly our treasure, we will want to invest our money in Him. But how do you invest your money in God? Well, Jesus told us exactly how. By giving to the church, supporting organizations that carry out the church's mission, and by caring for the poor. Almsgiving teaches us that true security, it's not found in our money or our ability to make money. It's found in God our Father, who will always take care of us. But everyone is afraid to outlive their money, and we don't trust that if we do what is reasonably responsible, God will take care of us. So we try to place our trust in our money. And that's why Jesus immediately says in the Sermon on the Mount, you can't serve God and money. And then he tells us to trust in God the Father. Giving away our leftovers will never break our disordered trust in money. If we give only what remains, only what feels safe after we have taken care of ourselves, then money is still the God we trust. It is our treasure. And the only way to break this idolatry is to give beyond what feels completely safe and place our trust in God. And the more generously we give, the more we break free from the illusion that money can secure our lives and make us happy. Now, people often say they don't have enough to give, but we always seem to find money for the things we want. Lack of money is not the real problem. A divided heart is the problem. But almsgiving heals that division and trains us to trust God. So today, decide on a specific amount of money that goes beyond your leftovers, an amount that requires real trust, and give it to Christ through the church or some organization that carries out the mission of Christ or someone in need. And do it today before fear persuades you to put it off. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Fasting trains us to say no to lesser and disordered desires, so that our desire for God, our true treasure, may grow stronger. So by prayer, we give our time to God. With almsgiving, we give our money to God. And with fasting, we order our desires to God. And by fasting, we deliberately give up some earthly good so that we may hunger more for God. But people say, I don't have the strength to fast. But usually, the real problem's not weakness, it's the attachment. We resist fasting because we're afraid to surrender the pleasure we still rely on to make us happy. But fasting heals the divided heart, teaches us that God is enough, and purifies our desires. So what comfort or pleasure has too much power over you? Screens, news, entertainment, shorts, reels, eating when you're bored or anxious, or that second or third drink? What earthly pleasure do you need to fast from so that you may grow in a greater hunger for God? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So did you like the meal I cooked last night, Teresa?
I loved the meal, but I really loved the chocolate cake.
Yeah?
That was the perfect chocolate cake.
Yeah, the chocolate cake is so easy because it's just flour, eggs, milk, maple syrup, a little bit of salt, baking powder, baking soda. It's so easy.
That's practically your recipe right there. People just have to decide in their hearts what ratio they want for those ingredients. For you, it's like about a 100-to-1 ratio of honey to everything else.
No, honey. There was maple syrup in this one.
Oh, there we go. Maple syrup.
And I even made a chocolate butter cream frosting.
That was the best part.
Oh, I forgot. You got to put cocoa in to make it chocolate. And then did you like the main meal?
I really liked the fish. It was perfectly buttery. It was delicious. It was unbelievable.
The black cod, otherwise known as the sable fish, mm-hmm. is the most amazing fish. It's really a light white fish and it's very buttery. And all I did, I put a little bit of salt and pepper on it. That's it. And just put it in the oven. But I thought the potatoes were the best.
They were very good.
I cut them into 1-inch wedges. Mm-hmm. And I put a little bit of avocado oil, some salt, pepper, and rosemary in a bowl. And then I mixed the potatoes up in the bowl, threw them on the cookie sheet, put them in the oven.
Do you think we need a cooking show portion of the podcast?
I think that one of the greatest ways that God gave us to bring people together so that we can have friendship is a meal.
There is something actually beautiful, even on the note of this meditation and treasure in heaven, is that it's quite literally the principle of you can't have your cake and eat it too. It is a limited experience. It is a limited moment in time with those people. It creates a nice balance of, if you really want to enjoy those moments, you have to know that they're just transient to something greater. I loved your meal, but I loved the time we had together more. Because I know that that's something that goes on.
Well, the meal just literally sets the table for the friendship and the conversation. Mm-hmm. And what was so fantastic is it was one conversation that everybody participated in.
That was very nice. That's usually very difficult because we have 4 little boys under 6 and under. And obviously they're pretty funny, they're pretty entertaining, but that pulls conversation in 20 different directions at the same time.
Yeah.
And it was really nice. We were just talking about childhood memories and that was just beautiful.
But you had recently a really good experience of cooking and inviting friends.
I did that. We used to do this thing in college where, you know, college students, the one thing they need is food all the time.
You know what? Everybody needs food.
Well, college students also aren't maybe, they're just learning the cooking part and the grocery shopping part and financing all of that and juggling that. So we would pretty much every night just hop around each other's houses in college. And someone would just say, I'm cooking. And then like 10 college students would show up at their kitchen table. And it didn't matter what the meal was. It was very impromptu. And I missed the conversation we'd have because it wasn't this big buildup. It was just friends getting together almost every single night for dinner. And so the other day I was like, I want to cook. I don't want to just cook for one. So I sent a text out to a big group chat. And I'm thinking, maybe 2 people are going to show up, which is perfect because the recipe will cover about 4 to 6 people. And then one couple said yes, and then another couple said yes, and then a third couple said yes, and a fourth. And pretty quick, I was cooking for about 12 to 13, everyone with their little kids. And it was so unbelievably worth it and beautiful, and somehow everyone got fed.
Yeah.
But because it wasn't this thing with a lot of pressure, I knew I was just going to cook either way. So if I ran out of food, I ran out of food. And the conversations that come out of an environment with no pressure are the conversations we probably need to be having.
Yeah, we know, and a lot of people know, this religious order, the Little Brothers and Little Sisters of the Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
And their method of evangelization, their method of helping people to God, is they literally go out into a neighborhood, they knock on the door and ask, could we have something to eat and could we eat with you? And then over the meal, they get a chance to know the other person and hopefully a chance to share about God. It is the perfect way of evangelization. We should just do it in reverse. Invite people to our house, provide a simple meal, get to know them in friendship.
You don't think people would enjoy it as much if Mike Church like just showed up at their door and said, would you cook for me right now? would you mind?
But something I don't understand. I'll just be honest. I don't understand for since humans came into existence,
mm-hmm.
this was the way we built friendship.
It's how it had to be. You had to eat and you needed people and you couldn't just cook for one. You couldn't do all of the work yourself. So it needed, I mean, it takes a village.
But now we have this culture where people don't prepare food. They eat alone and they eat it watching a screen.
Yeah.
And we're destroying friendship in the process. We got to change this.
Mm-hmm. I told you that week, I had the week off of work and I felt so just antsy and stifled. Like I just felt stuck in the water, stuck in the mud, just couldn't move forward. And the only day that I felt really happy and fulfilled was the day that I just cooked for my friends.
Yeah. And even just invite one person.
Yeah.
One person, two people, somebody.
Even just to send the message and say, I'm going to cook either way. I don't know if anyone's going to show up. That I'm just going to make it available and let God do with that what he wills. I think that's the beauty of the mission of the Little Brothers and Sisters of the Lamb and their method, because it's just friendship.
It's just friendship, but that's our mission. Our whole mission is two parts. Friendship with Jesus through a deeper life of prayer and friendship with others, which happens in a big way over meals.
I like the simple resolution from that, which surely, I mean, no one should feel too scared off by this principle. Just have a meal with someone.
Just someone.
Even simpler, just try to have a meal with someone, even if you fail, even if they don't show up.
Yeah.
But start by trying to have a meal with someone. Not trying to have the biggest spiritual conversation with them.
Just a meal.
Just a meal together. Whether they cook it or you cook it. But it's better if one of you cooks it.
That's a good resolution. So I have to tell you, three of your nephews, Cormac, Elliot, and Murray, when I was with them, anytime I would say stupid, they would say, Papa.
You can't say this.
You can't say stupid. We don't say stupid.
Yeah.
So I have a new word.
Oh, good. What's that?
Unperspicacious.
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 Interesting.
That's our new word.
They won't say, Papa, you can't say that word. They'll say, Papa, we can't say that word.
So for all you little kids out there, we don't say stupid. We say unperspicacious. So there, now you got your menu for the day and your new vocab word for the day.
Thank you. What an unexpected conversation.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.